Kennedy Center President Michael Kaiser is a man of many talents. He is also a roving ambassador for the U.S. State Department's Cultural Programs Division. At a recent Washington News conference, he announced that the Kennedy Center is launching a two-pronged effort to boost U.S. cultural interactions with the Arab world.
We are mounting a major Arab arts festival at the Kennedy Center in 2009. But beginning this coming spring, we are also holding annual symposia on arts management in the Arab countries. I am convinced that this project, our most ambitious to date, will have the dual benefits of educating the American public while also creating stronger cultural institutions in the Arab world.
Mr. Kaiser believes that Americans would benefit from learning more about other cultures and that the most effective and engaging way to do that is to experience how people in other cultures express themselves artistically.
We can highlight the commonalities and also the differences. We have to recognize differences, but just not be set apart from each other by the differences. I think it's very important for Americans to understand Arab people, not just Arab governments. And I think similarly, it's very important for the Arab people to understand Americans. If we understand each other and not just each other's governments, I think we could make peace.
In 2003, the Kennedy Center invited the Iraqi National Symphony to perform in Washington. Mr. Kaiser says it was an eye-opener for an American audience unfamiliar with Iraq's cultural wealth.
When we hosted the Iraqi Symphony at the Kennedy Center 3 years ago, the most common response I heard was, "I didn't know Iraq had a symphony." Most Americans were completely unaware of the level of education and culture of the people of Iraq.
In a similar eye-opening exchange back in 1984, Diana Calenti, an American dancer and choreographer, single-handedly built a cultural bridge between the contemporary American ballet community and Egyptian folkloric dancing. Both Calenti and Kaiser are firm believers that artists can bridge East and West better than most politicians because art reminds us of our common humanity and of the values we share with the people throughout the world. Kaiser says the new arts collaboration program will bring together hundreds of the finest artists from the United States and the Arab world. Mohammed Al-Shinawi, VOA News.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。